Tell me if you've heard this story before.
你可以同我諗下，你有冇聽過呢個咁嘅故事咧
？Rex is a kid who grew up going to church.
Rex 係一個細路仔，佢喺教會長大。
His parents made the God-honoring decision to raise him up in the environment of the local church.
佢父母係喺神面前立約，話要將呢個細路仔啊喺神裏邊嚟到建立。
And he was surrounded by strong believers, followers of Christ.
佢周圍嘅人都係一啲好熱心愛主嘅人。
Youth group was a major part of his life.
呢個青年組裏邊，佢係一個去成日都去嗰度聚會。
And he heard the gospel in his home as well.
佢喺屋企裏邊都聽到呢個福音。
And to the delight of his parents and to the delight of the church community that he was a part of, he professed faith and was baptized.
佢父母同埋教會裏邊嘅人都好開心，因為佢願意接受耶穌，成為佢個人救主同埋受浸。
But after that, as he went to college, things began to slowly unravel.
咁但係當佢開始去入大學嘅時候咧，有啲問題開始出現啦。
He began to hang around people who were not as strong Christians or followers of Christ in college.
咁佢同一啲唔係一啲咁成熟嘅基督徒喺埋一齊。
And then his church attendance was spotty. It was here and sometimes there, but not consistently in week in and week out.
佢有時得閒嘅時候就去教會，唔得閒就冇去。
And then he graduated from college and he moved to another city.
咁佢畢業之後，佢去到另外一個城市裏邊。
And by the end of college, he kept in touch with some Christians, but you would not find him in a church environment at all.
但佢畢業之後，佢可能同一啲基督徒仲有少少嘅聯繫，但係已經再唔喺教會裏邊揾到佢。
And if you asked him if he believed the things that he learned growing up in the church, he'd probably say, "I think I do, but that's part of the past."
如果你問佢，你仲相唔相信你以前細個學聖經裏邊教導嘅一切咧？咁佢會話：我都信嘅，但係呢啲嘢都已經過去啦。
And as more and more time goes on, asThe time from his baptism and profession of faith goes all the way to present day. Even now, if you'd ask him, he'd say, "I'm not a Christian today."
咁從佢受浸之後到而家，你問問佢而家嘅時候，你再問佢，佢可能話啊，我都唔係一個基督徒啦。
Have you heard a story like this before?
有冇聽過咁嘅故事咧
？Again, maybe the details aren't exactly one for one, but the overall arc of the story is similar.
可能唔係所有細節都一樣，但係你可能大致上都聽過咁樣嘅故仔。
Have you heard of stories where people fall away from the faith?
有冇聽過有啲人係離開呢啲真道咧
？Admittedly, these stories are indeed disheartening.
呢啲咁嘅故仔實在係好傷心。
Departing from the faith also has a theological word.
呢個唔再信主，其實喺屬靈上面有一個嘅名詞。
That word is apostasy.
就係離開真道。
And in the Greek, it means to defect or forsake or fall away.
原文咧就係解釋就係話去離棄、去放棄。
And with respect to Christianity, an individual apostatizes when he or she turns away from Christ and away from his teachings.
當一個人係再唔去跟從聖經嘅教導嘅時候，佢其實就係離棄真道。
And when it comes to the story of Rex, by the way, that's a fictitious story, but when it comes to this story, I'm confident to say that many of us have observed such an occurrence in the lives of people that we know personally, whether they be family members or even people from this very church.
剛才講過 Rex 可能雖然是一個虛構的故事，但是我相信你們在你的生命當中也都是遇見一個好像 Rex 這樣的人。
I know I can, and I believe that you can rattle off names and real lives of people who we've witnessed depart from the faith.
我相信你都可以諗到你或者你有親戚朋友都係曾經咁樣一個咁樣嘅經歷。
And the question is, what happened in the hearts and in the minds of these people that caused them to turn away?
咁問題就係究竟呢啲離開真道嘅人，佢哋心裏邊究竟係諗啲乜嘢嘢咧？
Based on my observation, apostasy never happens overnight.
根據我睇法咧，就係呢離開真道唔係話一夜之間就可以咁做噶啦。
It takes time, gradual but a steady decline of commitment to the Lord.
是需要时间慢慢慢慢一步咁嚟退后一步嘅。
And it usually comes by way of drift.
好多时候就系好似一个流失一个嘅状态。
And my intention today is not for us to look at others, rather it is to look at ourselves.
我嘅目的唔系话你要去周围去望其他人，乃系去省察一下我哋自己。
The question we seek to address today is how can we prevent drift in our own lives as Christians?
我今日想同大家分享嘅就系我究竟要做啲乜嘢嚟提醒自己系唔会流失呢？
My personal belief, which I hope is informed by Scripture, is that everyone, even strong Christians, have the potential to drift.
就算是一个好成熟、好成熟基督徒，佢都有呢一个流失嘅可能性嘅。
And if that's the case, how are we to approach our own hearts and our own circumstances in order to prevent drift?
咁如果系咁嘅时候，我哋有啲咩办法嚟到系去防止呢个流失嘅机会咧
？If you haven't done so already, I invite you to turn with me in a copy of the scriptures to the book of Hebrews, specifically Hebrews chapter 2.
让我哋翻开希伯来书第二章。
And today we come to a what's titled warning passage, a warning passage within the book of Hebrews. There's actually five total warning passages found in this book.
呢个希伯来书里面其实系有五份系讲到系一啲警告嘅信息，呢个系其中嘅一部分。
And if you're familiar with the book of Hebrews, Hebrews has one message that could be summed up in one sentence.
希伯来书其实有一个嘅中心，其实系可以用一句说话嚟到系讲成嘅。
That message is this: Don't fall away because Jesus is better.
而呢句说话就系话唔好离开啊，因为耶稣拥有嘅系更好嘅。
And the book of Hebrews was written to an audience who was struggling in its faith.
希伯来书的对象是一些在基督教里面有挣扎的弟兄姊妹。
This community had made a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们是在主里面接受了基督。
But because of the pressure that their culture and their community was putting upon them, they were tempted to turn back to their Jewish roots, to Judaism.
因为这个文化背景或者受到一些压力，他们是希望能够回去他们犹太教的背景。
And the focus of the writer of Hebrews is to say, don't drift away, don't fall away, because Jesus is better.
希伯来书的作者提醒他们就是说，不要流失啊，因为耶稣有的是更好的。
And so for our purposes this morning, I want us to consider this warning, this exhortation,to beware the danger of drifting.
咁我哋今日想睇下，究竟呢啲流失嗰个嘅危机喺边度咧
？And that's the main point of this message this morning. Again, beware of the danger of drifting.
我哋要留心呢一个流失嘅一个嘅危险性。
And what I'd like us to consider this morning is number one, as you see on the screen, the danger of drifting, and number two.What the author provides as the remedy for drifting.
我哋主要分咗两点，第一点就系讲到流失嘅一个嘅危机，而第二点就系流失嗰个补救。
So first, let us consider the danger of drifting.
首先，我哋睇下流失嗰个嘅危机。
Look with me in verse 1, and actually encourage you to look in your own scripture, your own copy of the scripture, if you're able to.I think it's a wonderful thing that we have the copy of our scripture so accessible to us.
我鼓励大家能够翻开你自己嗰本圣经嚟到睇你自己本圣经。
It says in verse 1, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it.
第一節嗰度咁講，佢話：所以我們當越發鄭重所聽見的道理，恐怕我們隨流失去。
And the portion of verse one I'd like to highlight right now is that latter half of the verse.
首先，我係要鄭重係講到就係第二部分嘅第一節。
The author wants his audience to whom he's delivering this sermon letter to, he wants them to pay closer attention, because if they do not, they will drift.
个作者提醒佢哋就话：你哋要留心，你要听呢个道理。如果唔系嘅话，你就会随流失去。
Now, what does it mean to drift?
咁随流失去究竟系咩意思呢
？Given the context of Hebrews, I think it's clear he does not want them to drift away from the faith.
啊，呢个根据呢一个希伯来书嘅背景，就系话佢唔要佢哋随流失去佢哋嘅救恩。
He does not want them to drift away from Jesus.
他不想他们离开主耶稣。
And the word here translated for drift, it uses nautical imagery.
这个随流在这个原文里面是讲到关于航海的问题。
Nautical is of the sea.
航海就是在海里面发生的事情。
Growing up, my father used to take me fishing where we lived up in the San Francisco Bay Area coastline.
我小个嗰时候，我哋喺三藩市嗰度，我爸爸带我出海里边。
And so we would get up early in the morning, and we would board a fishing vessel, and we would make our way out 2 hours from the San Francisco coast out into the Pacific Ocean.
咁我哋去钓鱼，但一早起身咧，我哋就会上船，就揸船揸两个钟头。
And the boat would take us to a location called the Farallon Islands, islands maybe around the size or just a little bit bigger than our fellowship hall building.
咁佢嚟到呢個地方叫做 Farallon Island， 就個島就好似我哋嗰個副堂咁大島。
And so the captain of the boat, he would take the vessel and position it near the Farallon Islands, these rocky islands, maybe 40 or 50 feet yards away from that kind of giant piece of rock.
咁呢个船长咧就会离开呢一个岛嘅大约40至50码岛咧，就喺停喺嗰度。
And the captain would turn off the motor, no anchor, and he would instruct everyone to cast out their lines, hoping to reel in a catch of delightful rock fish.
咁佢就闩咗嗰个船嗰个引擎，咁就停喺嗰度，咁希望大家可以钓鱼。
And as a child, I'm chomping at the bit to get a line out so I can eventually haul in this, what I hope to be a sizable catch.
咁我细个嘅时候就好心急，希望快啲钓到条大鱼。
Now the thing about fishing is that you don't always get fish right away. You have to wait.
钓鱼好多时候系你唔系话一落去就勾落去就即刻钓到嘅，好多时候要等嘅。
And sometimes it's a long wait until you get an actual bite or tug on the line.
有时可能要等好耐先至会有鱼上钓。
And I remember one particular morning, such was the case where the bites weren't immediate.
咁我亦都有一次试过，就系嗰个鱼真系好耐都冇咬嗰个鱼钩。
And my dad's telling me to wait, to be patient. He says, "Son, you know, fish don't come right away." And so I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
咁我爸爸同我讲话：仔啊，鱼啊唔系有好多时候即刻就咬你嗰度嘅，你要等嘅。
And as I'm waiting, I look out into the distance, and I realize that we are no longer 40 to 50 yards away from the Farallon Islands.
咁当我喺度等嘅时候咧，咁我再望住嗰个岛，我发觉我哋自己咧好似唔系再系40至50码咁远咯。
We are now easily 150 or 200 yards away from these rocky islands.
咁我睇嘅时候，我哋起码系去咗差唔多150至200码咁远啦。
I hadn't really been paying attention, but while we were casting out our lines, waiting for a bite, the boat had drifted far away from the islands.
我嗰阵时候冇留意，但系当我再留意嘅时候咧，我会发觉个船咧其实漂流咗，离开咗好远啦。
And it was only until I intentionally gave a glance out into the ocean where I realized how far we had drifted.
咁就系当我系要专登咁去望一望嘅时候咧，我先至发觉原来我哋系漂开咗咁远。
And that is the idea the author of Hebrews was warning against.
呢个希伯来书嘅作者就系呢度用呢、这个影像嚟到系提醒我哋。
Again, he cautioned this Jewish community, this ethnic community, on the danger of drifting.
佢提醒呢啲犹太教背景嘅信徒，佢哋有呢个流失嘅危机。
If they weren't careful, if they didn't pay attention, they would begin drifting from the things of God and drifting away from God Himself.
如果佢哋唔小心嘅时候，佢哋就会一路一路咁嚟到系流失。
You ask yourself, what is the nature of drifting?
咁究竟流失究竟系咩意思咧？
It's subtle. It happens gradually. It's not immediately noticeable.
好多时候流失呢样嘢就系唔系话即刻你可以睇得到嘅。
Drifting is usually the pairing of time and a good amount of it and being unintentional.
流失呢样嘢好多时候就需要时间同埋就系你唔留心嘅时候。
Drifting is less likely to happen to people who are anchored and who are paying attention to where they're going.
如果流失呢样嘢就系如果你系有一个锚系摆低咗或者你系留心呢样嘅你喺个在座在位置嘅时候你就不会流失。
As it relates to spiritual matters, no one ever intends to leave the faith or grow cold towards Christ.
翻翻嚟讲到属灵嘅时候，我相信冇一个人系谂住嚟到系离开呢一个嘅所信嘅福音嘅。
No one ever got up in the morning and said that morning, "You know what? Today, I'm disavowing everything that I associated with Christ."
冇乜人系一早起身嘅时候，你话，我今日谂下，我都系唔再信耶稣啦。
Instead, it's a trajectory that unfolds not in a moment of time, but through a season.
而乃系会经过一段时间，慢慢慢慢咁样先至会形成嘅。
And small compromises are made here, and questions in the heart are raised and left unanswered there.
有时你呢啲又放松，嗰啲又放松啲嘅时候。
And I can't tell you how many people I've personally seen drift away from the gospel, drift away from Christ, and drift away from the things of God.
我见到有好多曾经信主嘅人，佢哋离开呢个嘅真道。
And it's one of the most disheartening things to witness, not even as a pastor, but just as a Christian.
唔系话单单系牧师，其实身为一个信徒，当你见到呢啲咁嘅时候，都好伤心。
And what is it, we ask, what is it that causes individuals who once professed faith in Christ to drift away from Him?
咁你会问究竟系有啲乜嘢嘢令到呢啲信徒系放弃佢哋自己嘅信心咧？
To answer this question, I think we could give a myriad, a variety of answers.
我哋可以系谂出唔同嘅理由。
Even Scripture itself provides us with some answers.
圣经里边亦都有提到一啲嘅理由。
John says the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of possessions are some things that drift or cause us to drift.
呢个使徒约翰亦都讲到就系我哋眼欲嘅情欲，身体上面肉体嘅情欲，同埋今生嘅骄傲。
Tribulation and suffering and persecution could lead someone to fall away.
有时系受逼迫或者系受到一啲患难嘅时候，有啲人离开真道。
There are so many things that we could say.But I want us to personally examine what are the things that could cause me to drift.
可能有唔同嘅人有唔同嘅理由，但系我相信大家谂下，究竟你嚟讲又会有啲咩嘅理由会令你可能离开真道咧？
All of us have unique propensities and inclinations.
每一个人都有唔同嘅睇法。
The thing that may cause you to drift may not cause someone else to drift.
有啲嘢可能係令你流失，但係唔會令其他人流失。
And the key is knowing yourself personally and being humble enough to be aware to know when you're in situations that are not helpful for your soul.
關鍵就係你要去了解、明白你自己嘅弱點，你都係去留心。
Again, I challenge you to intentionally think through what those scenarios are for you personally.
我俾一个挑战你，就系你去谂下有啲咩嘅情况系可能有呢一个流失嘅机会。
There's great danger in drifting again because it's so subtle.
呢个流失呢样嘢系不知不觉嘅，所以好多时候你要小心。
And the author of Hebrews lovingly warns this wavering community.
呢个希伯来书作者系警告呢啲嘅信徒。
But because the drifting and the danger to drift is so real, the author doesn't just stay there. He offers us the remedy for drifting.
这个流失这件事是很危险，也是很实在的。 所以希伯来书的作者是提出有些什么方法是你要弥补。
If the cause of drifting is the lack of intentionality over a long course of time, then the remedy to drifting is to be purposeful and intentional over the long haul.
如果流失那个的危机是因为时间和因为你没有留心的时候呢，那去怎样来补救呢？就是我们要专心留心，用时间来到是帮助我们。
And you ask purposed and intentional in what?
咁你話留心有目的嘅喺邊方面咧
？With the author again, he tells us in verse 1, you can look there with me as I read it for you.
係作者亦都提出喺第一節裏邊講到。
Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
The remedy for drifting is to pay much closer attention to what that audience, that group of Hebrews had heard.
怎样去防止这个流失这个危机呢？就是要去留心所听见的道理。
And what is it that they had heard?
咁呢班人听见的是什么道理呢？
Well, it's impossible to know everything, but the author, he actually gives us a hint of what they had heard.
我哋唔知道佢哋听到所有嘅嘢，但系呢个作者系提出一啲嘅重点。
What we know from chapter 1 is that we know that they had heard of how great Jesus the Son was.
我哋知道喺希伯来书第一章嘅时候，作者系提到耶稣系几咁伟大。
They had heard about the supremacy of Christ, how Jesus is better in chapter 1.
在第一章里面讲到耶稣那个至上，同埋佢系比起一切来讲都是更好的。
What chapter 1 does is it establishes how Jesus is supreme. He's a better prophet, he's a better priest, he's a better king than all of those from the Old Testament.
在第一章里面提到耶稣是一个更好的先知，更好的祭司，更好的君王。
Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to him.
所以我哋就要更加去留意、留心喺耶稣身上。
The primary remedy that they were to give were given was to not neglect what they had heard about Jesus.
最主要嘅就系佢哋唔可以去忽略佢哋所听见呢一位耶稣。
They and we are to remember.Christ.
他们和我们都要记得基督。
Now, you haven't had the benefit of me preaching through Hebrews as maybe the English congregation has.
你可能没有好像英文堂那样，因为我们最近是讲关于希伯来书。
But this whole book is Jesus-centered, Hebrews is.
希伯来书这本书的中心就是讲耶稣。
And he keeps hammering home how Jesus is better. Jesus is better. Jesus is better.
作者提到就系耶稣系更好嘅，耶稣更好，耶稣更好嘅。
And in truth, Jesus and the hope that we have in him is our anchor.
耶稣其实喺我哋生命当中就系我哋嘅锚。
We are not going to hold in place by focusing on other peripheral things.
我哋唔可以话系注意我哋四周围所发生嘅事情。
It must be Christ and Christ alone.
我哋系要单单专注喺耶稣嘅身上。
Later in the letter, in chapter 6, verses 19, Jesus and the hope that we have in him is described as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a true hope that we have in him.
喺第希伯来书第六章第十九节嗰度讲到话，我哋喺耶稣嘅身上系有呢个指望，就好似同灵魂嘅锚，又坚固又牢靠。
You know, focusing on anything else, even if they're good things in of themselves, focusing on those things apart from Christ will not ultimately keep us from drifting.
如果你是将你的眼目是专注于在不是属于耶稣的东西，虽然那些东西可能是好的东西，但是你都可能一样是会流失的。
You know, taking our eyes off of Jesus and placing them on good things but not best things.May end up making us think that we're doing fine spiritually when we really are not.
当我哋将我哋嘅眼目摆喺啲好嘢上边，而唔系摆喺最好嘅嘢上边，好多时候我哋有呢个错觉，就话以为我哋系做得好好。
So today we're reminded that we need to intentionally and purposefully pay more attention to Him and His Word.
我哋要專登嘅同埋有目的嘅嚟到係專注喺耶穌嘅身上。
Well, how can we pay attention to Jesus better?
我哋點樣先可以專注喺耶穌嘅身上呢？
By being around people who we know pursue Jesus.
係就係你去同一啲係一啲屬靈係同耶穌有好關係嘅弟兄姊妹一齊。
By being around those who have made it their own life's commitment to follow Jesus.
同一啲係佢哋已經願意委身俾耶穌嘅人。
We can be asking each other questions, brother, sister, how is your pursuit of the Lord going these days?
我哋可以同弟兄姊妹講話。你最近追随耶稣嗰个嘅经历系点样咧
？How is your personal relationship with Jesus？
你同耶稣嗰个个人关系又点咧
？So we must remember Christ。
我哋要记得。
But also, he gives another remedy. We must remember the, or excuse me, we must reflect on the ultimate outcome of drifting。
我哋另外一样嘢就系话，我哋要谂下流失嗰个嘅后果究竟系点咧
？Look what it says at verses 2 and 3。
看看第二和第三节怎么说。
He says, For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
那藉着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯叛逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Here we have a rhetorical question.
这个有一个是即系唔需要答嘅一个嘅问题。
And the answer to that question is, you will not be able to escape if you neglect such a great salvation.
个答案就系话，你如果系你忽略咗呢个咁大嘅救恩嘅时候，你冇办法可以逃离呢个罪恶嘅。
Some people are turned off by warnings, and some people think that the Old Testament is very scary and full of judgment.
有好多人谂呢个旧约圣经系好多审判系好恐怖。
But actually, the New Testament here we find is warning us of a judgment to come if we neglect Christ.
但系呢度新约里边亦都系同样嘅，亦都系有呢一个警告，话俾我哋听：如果我哋忽略呢个救恩嘅时候，亦都系唔可以逃罪。
Warnings are a good thing.
有时警告系对我哋好嘅。
You know, my wife has a saying to our kids.You know, child, do not put anything into the electrical outlet, or you'll get fire on your head.
我太太系同啲细路讲，我话你哋千祈唔好斗嗰啲插梳头啊！如果斗咗之后咧，你个头就会着火噶啦。
That's her way of saying you'll get hurt if you don't listen to me.
呢个就系话，如果你唔听我说话嘅时候，你就会受伤噶啦。
And I have to say it, I love it when my kids repeat back. I'm not going to put my hand in there because I don't want to get fire on my head.
咁我好開心聽到啲細路仔講話，我唔會伸隻手入去插梳頭裏邊嘅，因為我唔想個頭著火。
And they trust their mom's word and for good reason.
佢相信佢媽媽。
Their mom is protecting them from something truly dangerous.
媽媽係想保護佢哋一啲唔會離開一啲有危險嘅嘢。
And in the same way, so is the author of Hebrews.
就好似希伯來書呢個作者一樣。
He's calling them.To remember or even reflect on the warning or the judgment that stands if they neglect Christ.
佢提醒佢哋就系话，如果你忽略咗咁大嘅救恩嘅时候，你系走唔甩嘅。
And it is a good thing for us to hear his warning. It is his mercy.
呢个好多时候我哋唔单单系要听到呢个警告，亦都系听到神嗰个怜悯。
And finally, in terms of a remedy for drifting, he tells us to remember Christ.He tells us to reflect on the outcome of drifting. Third and finally, he calls us to recall the trustworthiness of the word that was spoken.
我哋系讲到就系话，我哋要相信呢一，我哋要纪念基督，我哋要睇到呢一个流失呢个危险。最后嘅就系话，我睇到基督系为我哋做咗啲乜嘢嘢。
And this is what he says in verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节嗰度咁话。
I'm not going to read it all for you, but what he's essentially saying is God's word is trustworthy.
我唔会再读晒出嚟，但系呢个意思就系话神嗰个话语系可信嘅。
It was trustworthy. We know because God confirmed it through signs and wonders, through miracles, and even through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we know His word is true.
我哋点样知道呢个神嘅话语系真实嘅咧？因为已经系用 一啲神迹奇事同埋百般嘅异能同埋圣灵嘅恩赐证明咗。
And I think this is a good time for us to reflect and think upon our own lives. Why do I believe the word of God?
或者呢个系一个好嘅时候，让我哋大家认真咁嚟到去谂下，点解我信神呢
？Is it because someone told me to？
系咪因为有人叫我信呢
？But no, we must go beyond that and examine: Is this word trustworthy? And I commend to you, yes, it is.
要唔系咁样，单单系咁样嘅，我哋要去问下自己，就系话呢样嘢我究竟信唔信得过呢？我系话俾大家听，系信得过嘅。
So just in summary.In the remedies for drifting, we must remember Christ, we must reflect on the outcome of drifting, and then also we must remember and recall the trustworthiness of God's word.
我们要再温习一下，我们就是首先要记得耶稣基督，我们要知道这个流失这个的后果是怎样，还有我们要知道这个基督的可靠性。
Warnings often get a bad rap.
警告很多时候呢，很多人都不喜欢的。
They're often viewed as a threat to those who hear them.
很多人听到就觉得是你在吓我吗？
But I think the author of Hebrews has a different view in mind of warnings.
但希伯来书的作者是有点不同的想法。
He wants not for God's elect to be lost.
他不想说属神的人是流失。
And as we hear these words, may we also heed the warning and view it as God's sustaining grace to us.
当我们听到这些话语的时候，也都是好好留心这些警告，让我们知道这个是神给我们一些恩典来的。
God has promised us a marvelous inheritance in His Son, and He wants us to enjoy this inheritance.
神是给我们一个很大、很大的祝福的遗产。他要我们得到这个的遗产。
Therefore, let's pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift from it.
让我们 是留心郑重地去听，留心我们所听见的道理，因为恐怕我们是会流失，去流失去。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for the words of Scripture.
天父，我们多谢你自己的话语。
These words in particular, a warning that stands to prevent us from drifting.
这些话语，尤其是我们刚才所看的，就是要防止我们流失。
They are good words, they are gracious words to us.
这些是好的话语，这些是满有恩典的话语。
And may you use them to keep us anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, our true and steady anchor.
求主你是帮助我们，让你的话语成为我们的锚，在我们的心梦中能够是稳重。
We thank you for this opportunity to worship you through the preaching of your word.
我们很多谢你藉着宣讲你的话语来到敬拜你。
Again, exalt Christ in our hearts.
求你将主在我们心目当中来到尊大。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.